Who? Hello, may I speak to Mollywood?
Who is this calling, please?
My name is Jackie, calling from National Opinion Survey. We're conducting an opinion survey and we'd like to ask you a few questions. Do you have a few minutes?
What kind of survey?
It's a survey about issues facing the community and the nation, mostly about public schools.
Well, I'm 92 years old, so I don't have any children in public school.
Oh, that's fine. We don't require you to have children.
Okay.
But do you have a few minutes?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. So, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio,
nope.
Internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you'll vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote?
Yes, I will.
Probably.
I will definitely vote.
Okay. May I ask your age? You said
92.
92, correct? Okay. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and or ideas. So use a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel either or. So the first one is Joe Biden. From 0 to 100?
0.
Public charter schools?
Private charter school. I don't know anything.
Charter schools?
I don't know too much about the school situation. I'd say I've been out of it a long time.
Okay. Okay, so critical race theory?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, Donald Trump?
How do I feel about him?
Yes, from 0 to 100.
Well, under circumstances, 100.
Okay, thank you. Your local school board?
Not familiar with it.
Public schools in general?
Probably 50.
Black Lives Matter or BLM?
I don't know anything about that.
Public school teachers?
They have my sympathy.
Okay, so from 0 to 100, how much would you give them?
Probably 50.
Okay, and the American Federation of Teachers?
50.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. Now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would say good.
Would you say that public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Well, I would say better.
Getting better. Okay. How important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate with a number from 0 to 10. 10 means it's very important. 5 means it's somewhat. And 0, not at all. Okay, so the first one is understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world. From 0 to 10, how important is that?
Well, since I don't really understand that question, I'll say 5.
Compete and get good jobs in the future global job market. From 0 to 10, how important it is for you.
It's very important. Okay.
10, okay. Be ready for higher education like college.
10.
From zero to 10?
School system should be, yes.
Okay. Develop critical thinking skills.
I'm not sure what that means.
That develop critical thinking skills, how important is it for the students to learn that?
10.
Okay. Develop social skills?
10.
And grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math?
10.
Okay. Would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount of on public school?
Not enough.
Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
How much have you heard, read, or seen about critical race theory? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Little.
As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in the K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I have no comment because I don't understand that question.
Okay, thank you. How much have you heard, read, or seen about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? Is that a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
A lot, okay. Tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. The first one is, a certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Strongly disagree.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some people say will help improve the quality of public schools. For each one, tell me if you support or oppose. Increasing teachers' pay.
Agree.
Do you support strongly or somewhat?
Strongly agree there.
Okay. Adding armed security guards to patrol all K-12 public schools.
What was the question?
Support or oppose?
Support security guards?
Yeah, adding armed security guards to patrol all...
Yes, I agree.
Okay, is that strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation. Do you support or oppose that?
I thought that you would ask me that question.
Yes, but we have to ask it again. I'm sorry.
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. Removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics.
Disagree. I don't think books should be removed. Parents should decide what the children read.
Okay, do you strongly oppose to that or just somewhat?
Strongly opposed to it.
Do you support or oppose raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certifications and licensing requirements?
Want to read that question again?
Yes. Do you support or oppose raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certifications and licensing requirements?
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. Some U.S. citizens have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization, the Black experience in America, and the contribution and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum?
Agree.
Is that strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you three arguments that others might make about education in America. Please use a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you find it very convincing, 5 somewhat convincing, and 0 not at all convincing. The first one is history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How convincing is that from 0 to 10?
That question is too involved, and I have no comment.
Thank you. Okay, second one. Those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math and equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? The school is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. How convincing is that?
Strongly disagree.
Okay, so from 0 to 10, what number would you give them?
0.
0, okay. The last one says, last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted included LGBTQ characters of color, or discussed themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with the censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. How convincing is that from 0 to 10?
Question too involved, so I'll give it a 0. Questions too involved. If you want good answers to things, you need to, the questions need to be simpler. Too involved.
Yes.
Too much information.
Okay, thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you again if you agree or disagree. Do you agree or disagree that teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children and that individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum?
0.
Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree,
somewhat
or strongly
agree? Somewhat agree.
Okay.
Everything's
so these are my last
today.
Okay, these are my last questions. What was the last year of schooling that you've completed?
Park College.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, student, homemaker?
Retired.
Are you married, unmarried with a partner, single, separated, divorced, widowed?
Widowed.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Republican.
Is that a strong Republican or not so strong Republican?
A strong Republican.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Although you don't have any child under age, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
grandchildren.
Do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
Yes. Grandchildren.
Okay. Thinking about the approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Was it twice a month?
Once or twice a month. Okay. For each of the following, tell me if this applies to you or someone in your household. Is an educator, such as teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No.
Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
Christian.
Does that apply to you or anybody in your household?
Well, there's nobody but me in the household.
Oh, okay. So how would you describe the area where you live? Is that urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Okay, that was my last question. Thank you so much for taking the time, ma'am. I really appreciate it, okay?
Bye.
Bye-bye.